the 32nd Wednesday in Ordinary Time. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 lepers came to meet him. Keeping their distance, they called to him, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Then Jesus said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Now as they went their way, they found that they were cured. One of them, as soon as he saw he was cleansed, turned back, praising God in a loud voice, and throwing himself on his face before Jesus, he gave him thanks. This man was a Samaritan. Was no one found to return and give praise to God but this alien? And Jesus said to him, "Stand up and go your way. Your faith has saved you." The commentary today is from Father Conrad Martí y Martí from Barcelona in Catalonia. Today Jesus passes by close to us so that we can actually relive the above mentioned passage in the shape of so many people relegated to the outer edges of our society and who look to us Christians as their only possibility to find Jesus' love and goodness. In the days of the Lord, lepers were totally marginalized. In fact, those 10 lepers met Jesus as he entered a village, as they were not allowed in the actual villages, nor could they get any closer to people. Keeping their distance, they called to him. With some imagination, each of us can reproduce the image of those outcast in our own society, who also have names and surnames like we do. Immigrants, drug addicts, wrongdoers, AIDS victims, the unemployed, the destitute. Jesus wants to heal them, to remedy their suffering, to solve their problems, and he expects our unselfish, free, and efficient collaboration for love. We can also assume Jesus' lesson for us, for we are sinners and in need of forgiveness. We are like beggars who depend totally on him. Would we be able to say like the leper, "Jesus, Master, have pity on me"? Do we know how to turn to Jesus with a profound and confident air of prayer? Do we imitate the cleansed leper that goes back to Jesus, thanking him out loud? In fact, only one of them, as soon as he saw he was cleansed, turned back, praising God in a loud voice. Jesus finds the other 9 missing. We're not all 10 cleansed. Where are the other 9? Saint Augustine gave the following sentence: "Thank God, nothing shorter can be said or made more efficiently than these words." Accordingly, how do we thank God for the great gift of our own lives and that of the lives of our family, for the grace of the faith, the Holy Eucharist, the forgiveness of sins? Is it not true that quite often we do not thank him for the Eucharist, even though we may be frequently participating in it?